Tonight I'm throwing myself into the sea at Monte Carlo. Poulenc's last major work for solo voice, La Dame de Monte Carlo. Music he wrote in 1961 and left in versions for voice and piano and voice and orchestra. La Dame, sung there by mezzo Susan Graham with the pianist Malcolm Martineau. Well, in a couple of hours tonight, I'll be taking you through the night, setting off with a recent piano recital from Poland, Eduard Kuntz, in a programme of Scarlatti, Bach, Liszt and Rachmaninoff. That's at 1 o'clock tonight here on BBC Radio 3. We're broadcasting between 90 and 93 on FM. We're on digital radio and we're also live online. It's 11 o'clock and now World on 3, presented tonight by Mary Ann Kennedy.
1, 2, 3, 4.
The sisters doing it for the opening track of World on 3 tonight. From Asheville, North Carolina, the Locust Honey String Band are following the footsteps of Uncle Earl and other all-girl lineups with their debut album interpretation of Blue Ridge traditions. And that track, Banjo Pickin' Girl, comes from the repertoire of the Coon Creek Girls, a 1930s string band of girlines also, who were one of the in-house bands on a popular country music radio show of the time, the Renfro Valley Barn Dance. You're very welcome to tonight's show with me, Mary Ann Kennedy, where I'll be returning to Asheville later on. I'll be looking forward as well to Celtic Connections in Glasgow in a few weeks' time and whetting your appetites with a great concert set recorded at this year's festival by the Carolina Chocolate Drops, a band set on reasserting the place of black music and musicians in those very traditions in which the Locust Honey Lasses are steeped. And with our final track of 2012, I'll be paying tribute by revisiting the Hogmanay night that the late great Michael Mara came first footing to my Highland studio up in Ardgour. But let's carry on just now then with a brand new release featuring the irresistible Ngoni sound of Baseko Kuyati, a new lineup to his band, which now includes his own sons. And the album was recorded in Bamako, right in the midst of the turmoil, the curfews, power cuts, shortages of the military coup that heralded the beginning of Mali's current crisis. As Baseko explains, while the vast majority of the country is Muslim, their particular branch of Islam bears little relation to the radical form at the heart of the present troubles in the north of the country. Singing in praise has been an integral part of Mali's music and culture for centuries, he says, and to take the music out of Mali, as the Islamist rebels threaten, would be to rip the heart out of his country. The album, as a result, is a plea for unity in crisis and an assertion of the right to express oneself and life and culture through music. This song sees Baseko joined by Kasimadi Jabati as they sing of the Bamana king, Sinali Jara, who was famous for resisting a previous wave of enforced Islamization during the 19th century.
Famade
two beautiful tracks, asserting each in their particular ways a desire for peace in the Malian homeland. That was Balake Sissoko duetting in Kora with Aboubakar Diabaté on guitar from Balake's new album At Peace. And it sees him working once again with French cellist and producer of this new release, Vincent Segal, with whom he also made his Grammy-nominated chamber music. Before that was Baseku Kouyaté and Ngoni Ba with Sinali from the new album Jamako. They play Celtic Connections on Sunday the 27th of January, and they'll also be playing in Burkina Faso in February, the temporary, we hope, home of the Festival of the Desert in Exile, given that currently Timbuktu can't play host to the legendary Malian gathering. You're listening to Marianne Kennedy and World on Three, returning to these shores next, or at least to the little island midway between Britain and Ireland, and whose music, language and culture likewise sit at that Celtic crossroads. We're well acquainted now with Welsh box player Jamie Smith's Mabon, and those of you who've seen the band, maybe even on the Radio 3 stage at WOMAD a couple of years ago, will know that there's a Manx connection there already. They had two fabulous Manx dancers accompanying them on that occasion. Well, Jamie has hooked up with Manx fiddler Tom Callister and Adam Rhodes, also from Mabon, but also of King Hjolli, probably the island's best known trad music export of recent years. Together, they are Barul, named for the highest peak on the Isle of Man, and I reckon they're setting about shouting out from the top of that legendary fortress hill that Manx music has its place to claim in the contemporary Celtic musical firmament. Here they are with Shilong Chonikmi, a Manx Gaelic love song in praise of the handsome young man at the helm of a ship.
Thank you. Some people cheat.
Some people cheat.
They steal and lie for wealth and woe.
For wealth and woe,
it will buy.
But don't they know?
Judgment day, all the gold and silver,
all the gold and silver,
gonna melt away. What good is gold?
What good is gold
and silver too? When your heart's not pure and true, sinner, hear me when I say, you better get down.
You better get down on your knees and pray.
I'd rather be in a deep, dark grave and know that my poor soul was saved than living this world in a house of gold and deny my God. Some people cheat.
Some people cheat.
They steal and lie for wealth and what it will buy. But don't they know on judgment day all the gold and silver?
All the gold and silver
are gonna melt away.
Oh, it's gonna melt away.
Sinner, hear me when I say, you better get down on,
you better get down on your knees and
pray.
Your knees and pray.
Thank you.
First up there were Barul with the Manx love song I Saw the Ship in Full Sail. I'm very much drawn to these songs. Reading them is a bit like reading phonetics in Scottish Gaelic, but as soon as they're sung, they make perfect sense to me. Following that was a beautifully spontaneous sounding, although I'm sure it wasn't, a duet version of Hank Williams' House of Gold from two of the greats of American traditional music, Tim O'Brien and Daryl Scott. It's from a live album out at the beginning of the year with performances from two fundraising events that the guys put on for their kids' school in Asheville, North Carolina. That's one very lucky school. And the album is disarmingly named We're Usually a Lot Better Than This. Rounding off the trio of tracks was Esko Järvelä from the Finnish band Frick, and they'll be recording a session for World on 3 next month while they're in Scotland for Celtic Connections. They also have a short tour following that with gigs in Bury, North Highcombe, Malvern and Gateshead. That track, though, was from Esko's solo album. It's called S and Co., a Finnish-Swedish celebration with friends, and the opening track, he says, is one great polska culled from the best bits of Four Bad Ones, Polska Supreme. You're listening to World on 3 with me, Mary-Anne Kennedy, and come the new year, I'll be headed for my hometown of Glasgow for the 2.5 weeks of mayhem that is Celtic Connections. BBC Radio 3 and other colleagues will be installed in the Green Room, usually the Glasgow Royal Concert Hall restaurant that boasts one of the great views of the centre of the city, looking right down Buchanan Street and beyond. But from our first late night show on the 20th and for the remainder of the festival, it'll be the BBC Hub for all the shows being broadcast there. World on 3's gigs are sold out already, but there's still a wee chance of standby tickets, so do keep an eye out. So to get us in the mood for all that's to come in the new year, here's the first of two sets from a concert recorded at Celtic Connections 2012. This is the Carolina Chocolate Drops, whose old-time string band sound celebrates the often-forgotten contribution of black musicians to the tradition. They're starting out here with Don't Get Trouble and finish up the first set with something very appropriate to the Scottish venue.
I wish I had a nickel, I wish I had a dime. Wish I had me a pretty girl, you know I'd call her mine.
Don't get trouble in your mind, don't get trouble in your mind. Don't get trouble in your mind, don't get trouble in your mind.
Hey! If you see that gal of mine, you tell her if you can. Before she goes to make my bread, to wash some nasty hands.
Don't get trouble in your mind, don't get trouble in your mind. Don't get trouble in your mind, don't get trouble in your mind. Hey!
Trouble, trouble in my mind. Trouble don't kill me, I'm sure I'll never die.
Don't get trouble in your mind, don't get trouble in your mind. Don't get trouble in your mind, don't get trouble in your mind.
Hey! Trouble, trouble, trouble in my mind. Trouble don't kill me, I'm sure I'll never die.
Don't get trouble in your mind, don't get trouble in your mind. Don't get trouble in your mind, don't get trouble in your mind.
Hey!
Thank you, folks. This is from a recording of Ethel Waters, 1929. And I guess this is what happens when things go sour. This is one of those, it's a very, very limited repertoire of songs, I guess, that would be the divorce song. That's nice.
A song all the way from Tennessee or Virginia if you're on the other side of the street. That's what's up. It's called I Truly Understand That You Love Another Man. It goes a little something like this.
Never been born or died when I was young. There would have seen those two brown eyes. Heard your pattering come, my love. Heard your pattering come.
I truly understand that you love another man. In your heart, shall no longer be mine. Yep.
Well, who will chew your pretty little feet? And who's gonna glove those hands?
that you love another man. And your heart shall no longer be mine.
Said I will chew your pretty little feet. And I'm gonna glove those hands. I will kiss your sweet red lips when you're in a foreign land.
We're gonna do one called Milwaukee Blues. So this is a song about hobos and hitching rides on trains and all sorts of fun stuff.
Yeah, it's a good time.
We love your trains over here. They're awesome. I'm serious. Now why are you laughing? Have you ever been on Amtrak? Don't do it. Now Amtrak's all right, but you know, the trains over here are much cooler. A little more expensive, but they're much cooler.
So there's one called Milwaukee Blues.
Ready?
Yep.
All right.
Go ahead.
He's a good old hobo and he's trying to get home. Trying to get home.
Trying to get home.
Trying to get home.
Just trying to get home.
He's a good old hobo and he's trying to get home. Way down in Georgia on a tram. The road's getting muddy and the leaves getting jammed. Gotta catch a freight train to leave this town. Cause they don't allow no hobos to hanging around. Hanging around.
Hanging around.
Hanging around.
Just hanging around.
They don't allow no hobos to hanging around.
From our mentor Joe Thompson. This is one that's all over the South. It's a great tune called Going Down the Road. Going down the road feeling bad, which you know happens to us all. And gotta sing to make you feel better, make yourself feel better. So, that's what I do anyway. And play. How you guys doing out there? You looking good? Thank you.
Some dancing in while you're out there. I think I see a few of y'all grooving. It's good.
All right, now we're gonna do a little something we worked up just for today. That sounds so excited. Something I like to try to sneak in when we come to Scotland. This is a little bit of mouth music. A little bit of pushpia, and this is a. I don't have a huge selection of mouth music because I like to make sure that the Gaelic's like not crappy, so it takes me a long time to not mess it up. So this is a Strathspey reel set that we've added some instruments to. All right, let's see if we can do this. It's a big connection to Scotland and North Carolina. The largest number of Gaelic speakers in 1700 outside of Scotland was actually in North Carolina. It's a huge settlement in Cape Fear, so it's all up in our history. So anyway, we're gonna do a little bit of this.
Shimmer the hirum again him and Jenny Banish, shimmer the hirum again him and Jenny Banish, shimmer the hirum again him and Pussy. He be a bee, ubi abia, the lunch of all the hillic. He be a bee, ubi abia, the lunch of all rack. He be a bee, ubi abia, the lunch of all the hillic. He be a bee, ubi abia, the lunch of all rack. Don't do it, don't a leak and knock and call them all the hillic. Don't do it, don't a leak and knock and call them all rack. Don't do it, don't a leak and knock and call them all the hillic. Don't do it, don't a leak and knock and call them all. Ragi be a bee, ubi abia, the lunch of all the honey. He be a bee, ubi abia, the lunch of all rack. He be a bee, ubi abia, the lunch of all the honey. He be a bee, ubi abia, the lunch of all rack. And the smack of fever is a heinous reading more the honey. And the smack of fever is a heinous reading more rack. And the smack of fever is a heinous reading more the honey. And the smack of fever is a heinous reading more rack. He be a bee, ubi abia, the lunch of all the honey. He be a bee, ubi abia, the lunch of all rack. He be a bee, ubi abia, the lunch of all the honey. He be a bee. Abbey, the lunch of Orek. Kimmer any me and down to Jira, Kimmer any me, I read the boy, Kimmer any me and down to Jira, I'm a bring you about my heart, Kimmer any me and down to Jira, Kimmer any me, I read the boy, Kimmer any me and down to Jira, I'm a bring you about my heart, bring you great, gleaming, I'm a bring you about my heart, I'm a bring you great, gleaming, Kimmer any me, I read the boy, I'm a bring you great, gleaming. Bring your bum a hot dog, I'm a bring you crack, leave me, give an enemy a real boy, give an enemy and down to Jira, give an enemy a real boy, give an enemy and down to Jira. Bring your bum a hot dog, give an enemy and down to Jira, give an enemy a real boy, give an enemy and down to Jira, I'm a bring your bum a hot dog, I'm a bring you crack, leave me. Bring your bum a hot dog, I'm a bring you crack, leave me, give an enemy a real boy, I'm a bring you crack, leave me, I'm a bring your bum a hot dog, bring you crack, leave me, give an enemy a real boy, give an enemy and down to Jira, give an enemy a real boy, give an enemy and down to Jira, I'm a bring your bum a hot dog, give an enemy and down to Jira, give me a real boy, give an enemy and down to Jira, I'm a bring your bum a hot dog, I'm a bring you crack, leave me, I'm a bring your bum a hot dog, I'm a bring you crack, leave me, give an enemy a real boy, I'm a bring you crack, leave me, bring your bum a hot dog, I'm a bring you crack, leave me. boy, I can lend me a down to be the girl, I bring you about my hood, the girl, I bring you correct me. Bring you about my hood, the girl, I bring you correct me. Make you renew your dear boy, the girl, I bring you correct me.
How can I dance the reel when the hem of my coat has fallen down? Rhiannon Giddens showcasing in fairly accomplished, if rather breathless style, some Scottish Gaelic pwrsipiel, one of our other musical passions. Stay with us here on World on Three for more from that Celtic Connections gig with the Carolina Chocolate Drops in a little while. This is Mary-Anne Kennedy here on BBC Radio 3, and next up is a track recorded at a session for our sister programme World Roots with the A Curva da Cintura project, broadcast here for the first time. A Curva da Cintura was a Brazilian-Malian collaboration that featured, amongst others, the Cora maestro Tumani Jabati and his son Sidique, himself a brilliant Cora player and just 20 years old at the time of this performance. This track is a very special moment, actually, as it was the first time the two had ever recorded together. A wonderful improvised duet where you'll be able to hear some subtle special effects from Sidique, including a wah-wah pedal on his cora. Thank you. Wawa Kora indeed. Tumani and Siddiqui Djabati recorded together for the first time ever. And that Kora duet was a previously unbroadcast track from a World Roots session back in July of this year. And with my mind on World Roots, I can remind you once more that the 25th of January here at the Radio Theatre in Broadcasting House in London will be a very special evening in the company of Lucy Duran, celebrating the World Roots Academy, which gives young UK-based musicians an opportunity to spend time working with and being mentored by master musicians from their own cultures. The evening will feature music from Colombia with this year's mentee, accordionist José Hernando, and also from Roberto Pla. Following that, the 2013 partnership of Master and Apprentice will be announced by a special guest, and you can be there as part of the audience. Find out how to get free tickets at the World Roots homepage or by calling 0370 901 1227. One of the in-demand accompanists of the moment in UK trad and folk music is the young Highland multi-instrumentalist Matthew Watson, most recently to be heard on tour with the King of Pipers, Fred Morrison. But he is a very fine soloist in his own right, as his new album amply demonstrates, not least because every instrument you're about to hear on the track, Candace Harbour, is played by the man himself, and the tunes are composed by Matthew to boot. Thank you.
Watch the thread of light, trace the day. In all these shapes I play, and as they rise and fade, there's a cherry full of night. Marigold and mandarin, where the Boston sunset slips between all my busted dreams of sky linen. And I won't fear, for every morning I have left. For every day that I'll draw breath. And while I still have love to give, girl, would you let me be? As cold December blows inside of me. Well, I've been running like a child, and all this time I've been careless and fancy free. A city boy with senses numb. And now my Christmas has come all at once, and this is where I'll start the renewal of my heart. A white chapel orange marks the day, as sure as my pen marks the page. And I won't fear, for every morning I have left. For every day that I'll draw breath. And while I still have love to give, girl, would you let me be? As cold December blows inside of me. 'Cause all this time I've been, all this time I've been, a cold December blows inside of me. And all this time I've been, and all this time I've been, a cold December blows inside of me. For every morning I have left. For every day that I'll draw breath. And while I still have love to give, girl, would you let me be? As cold December blows inside.
That was the new kid on the Reveal Records block, joining fellow Scots, including Lau and Roddy Wimble. That was now London-based singer-songwriter Ross Wilson, who goes by the identity of Blue Rose Code. His debut album, North 10, is out in February 2013. And before that was Matthew Watson, who's Dunrobin Place is a self-release. You're listening to Marianne Kennedy and World on Three. And we'd return now to that concert by the Carolina Chocolate Drops, who were making a return visit to the UK with their appearance at Celtic Connections at the beginning of the year. And this set starts out with Black Annie.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. This we have time for a few more for y'all tonight. And this next one is a medley of tunes. First one's from a group group of musicians we met up in Canada. It's called Was You Ever in Quebec? Well, was you? And the second tune in the set is called Candy Gal. Making a perfect sentence. If you want to know more about what we do, who we are, where we're going to be, go to www.carolinatacodrops.com. We have several recordings of tuning that you could buy. Just kidding. Woman's song of the night. I guess this is what leads to being no man's mama, I don't know. This song was originally recorded by Blue Cantrell, 2001, and we did it in 2010. That's right.
There go the times we went away. There goes the love I had, but you cheated on me, and that's for that now. There goes the house we made a home. There goes you'll never leave me alone. There go the lies you told. This is what you owe.
This is what you owe.
He was bragging, I was coming down the hill just dragging all his pictures and his clothes in my bagging. Threw everything out till there was just nothing left. And I paid all the bills about a month too late. It's a shame we have to play these games. The love we had just fades away, fades away. Just go back and hit him up style. Get your hands on his cash and spin it to the last dime. For all the hard times, when he goes, then everything goes. From the cliff to the right and the low. So you better let him know that if he mess up, you gotta hit him up. Hey, lady,
what?
If your man wanna get fucked, why?
Hello?
Just
hey!
Go back and hit him up style. Get your hands on his cash and spin it to the last dime. For all the hard times, when you go back.
Thank you. and he laid it on the table. No one can read them like old John. Read them, let me go.
Now read them, John.
Read them.
Read them, John.
Read them.
Read them, John.
Read them. Read them, let me go.
Now read them, John.
Read them.
Read them, John.
Read them.
Read them, John.
Read them. Read them, let me go.
One by one and two by two and a three by three and a four by four. No one can read them like old John. Read them, let me go.
Now read them, John.
Read them.
Read them, John.
Read them.
Read them, John.
Read them. Read them, let me go.
Now read them, John.
Read them.
Read them, John.
Read them.
Read them, John.
Read them. Read them, let me go.
Now John wrote a letter and he laid it on the table. No one can read them like old John. Read them, let me go.
Now read them, Johnny.
Read them.
Read them, Johnny.
Read them.
Read them, John.
Read them. Read them, let me go.
Now read them, John.
Read them.
Read them, John.
Read them.
Read them, John.
Read them. Read them, let me go.
One by one and a two by a two and a three by a three and a four by four. No one gonna read them like old John. Read them, let me go.
Oh, now read them, John.
Read them.
Read them, John.
Read them.
Read them, John.
Read them. Oh, read them, let me go.
Now read them, Johnny.
Read them.
Read them, Johnny.
Read them.
Read them, John.
Read them. Read them, let me go.
Now John wrote a letter and he laid it on the table. No one can read them like old John. Read them, let me go.
Oh, read them, John.
Read them.
Read them, John.
Read them.
Read them, John.
Read them. Read them, let me go.
Now read them, John.
Read them.
Read them, John.
Read them.
Read them, John.
Read them. Read them, let me go.
The Carolina Chocolate Drops in all singing, all dancing form there. Rhiannon Giddens, Dom Flemons and Hubby Jenkins. They were playing in concert at Celtic Connections in Glasgow's Old Fruit Market in January of this year. You're listening to Mary Ann Kennedy and World on 3, and we'll be in Glasgow once again in a few weeks' time. Do be sure to join us for the three Friday nights of the festival, where, as usual, we'll be joined by a whole host of musicians from home and away playing live on the show. Right now, though, let's return to West Africa and the new album, his third, from Nuru Khan, which follows his experience as Senegalese exile in Europe with blues, reggae, Spanish, gypsy, Moroccan and other flavours all to be heard in the mix. This one is Zikar, picking up on his worship as part of the Baifal, a branch of Sufi Islam distinctive by their multicoloured patchwork robes. Zikr, he says, he performs for his soul and because of injustice and unrighteousness in the world.
Fateli ko bani nek xelukom xelukom tiag bay fal yangi di pikak pel bare mi lay to juhu pikak pel bare mi moy to juhu
layla Yeah, you're back, man. Money, Layla.
Miss Joe, Nip Linyan, Linyan, Tate of Lenyan, Usangabe, Gaba, Nyumbai, Nyanango, Nyumbai, Babango, Nip Linyan, Linyan, Sihelkum, Yagaba, by Valiangi Sikaro, by Val, by Valiangi Sikoro Val, Nyum the Nigays Amival, Nigayan, Sibamba. Thank you.
Maimuna, a solo track this time from Malian kora player Balake Sissoko, and that's from his new release At Peace, produced by the French cellist and regular collaborator Vincent Segal, who also plays on the album, and it's released on No Format Records. First of all, you heard Nuru Khan from his new album Exile, out on his longtime record label Riverboat Records. I'll play another no-format release shortly with a return to French guitarist Nicolas Repac's global blues journey, Black Box. But before that, 1950s Ethio Jazz meets 1980s Dutch anarcho-punk. This unlikely partnership is one that goes back 8 years now and is in part one of the many fruits of Francis Falsetto's Ethiopique series, a re-release on that series of one of Getachew Mekuria's classic albums caught the ears of the punk band The X. They invited him to perform at their 25th anniversary gig, and the musical relationship has been maintained ever since.
Apollo Naidor, Ali Bele, Woi, Palbo Nera Lamodon, Coco son Musio, Polo Naido, Ali Bele. Paul Binero Clamodon Coco son Musio, Apollo Naido, Ali Bele. So pull a Jerry, but I'm not gonna marry ya. So pull a Jerry, but we need a clamodon to judge you so mean and to so me. I don't know so, but we know. Ne mande nyaw na, lola lol, away to ma am luma sa nyaw. Jai so, jai nagak so mi, am na chikar bu rafel. Anchi auto bu rafel, yore ci song su rafel, nyaw na lol tu mama sa am lu nyawa nyaw. Pulo ngaydo Ali Belel, jay ci somi nan ci somi.
First up there was Getachu Mercuria and the X with Zera from their new release Yanbeso Tezita. And that led on to Parisian guitarist and producer Nicolas Repac on his world tour of the blues in Black Box, this time playing alongside Senegal's Sheikh Lo, like Nuru Khan, a devotee of the Bifal Brotherhood. You're listening to Marianne Kennedy here on the last World on Three of the old year. I'll be heading back up to Ardgour in the Highlands to bring in the new year at home with friends, family and good music. And then a few days into 2013, I'll be celebrating the Scottish tradition of Old New Year, Aiche Chalain, and that in proper style, even downing some tatties and salt herring, which my mother assures me is a delicacy, especially if you get the roe. But as a townie gael, I'm really not quite convinced. But before I leave you tonight with a remembrance of another new year and an old friend no longer with us, let's head for one last stravaig across Europe, to Galicia first, and one of the guys who really created a place for the harp in traditional Galician music, Miadoiro's Rodrigo Romani.
Thank you. tog reisen seine Nase, steht akkret sehr vertraut. Kommen Mädel, ziehen Wasser mit die Himmel alle Nacht. Kommen Mädel, ziehen Wasser mit die Der Sonn wie weiße Beeren wachsen täg in greusen Sod. Und in weiter Schein von Sternen tanzen Janten in a Rod. Und in weiter Schein von Sternen tanzen Janten in a Rod. Seinen Nasse steht akkreine Zähe vertracht. Dort wo Gräusen seinen Nasse steht akkreine Zähe vertracht. Dort wo Gräusen seinen Nasse
A Yiddish classic there, Die Krenitze, the well sitting at the heart of a community as the lives of young men and women revolve around it, and sung there by Swedish-based klezmer musician and singer Louisa Lynn, and it comes from her first album, helpfully called Debut. And that's it for tonight and for 2012. Thanks to all the musicians who've called into the studio or to the festival stage to play for us over the year, and to the whole production team, and especially the ever-patient and most discerning producer, Roger Short. I'll join you once more at Celtic Connections on the 20th of January at the Glasgow Royal Concert Hall, or here on air on BBC Radio 3. But for our 2012 farewell, a real farewell, and one made far too soon, my first foot for New Year 2011 up at home in the West Highlands was a friend and something of a hero to me, And I'm glad that we have this last song as a memory of a man whose voice and outlook were unique and who at the same time had the capacity to make a universal connection with his fellow man and woman, Michael Mara.
This is a song which was written to comfort my cousin when her mother died. My cousin's name is Margaret McMahon, and her mother's name was Meg Cooney. And that was the purpose of the song. So it's not inappropriate at this time of year, actually, to think of those who are not here. And the song is called All to Please Makushla. A young man adores. He catches his breath as she steps to the fore, and an old Dublin head square floats down to the floor as he spies Makushla. Love is forever. Yes, love is for I. No doubt, no question, no wondering why. A clear crystal fountain is shining on high. All to please Makushla. Joey is handsome. He woke Meg this morning with a beautiful song. She had a nightingale singing along as he sang Makushla.
Thank you.
Hello and welcome to BBC Radio 3 Through the Night with me, Jonathan Swain. A piano recital to set us off tonight, one by the young Russian pianist Eduard Kunz, named among 10 of tomorrow's great pianists by the BBC Music magazine. Well, here he is at the 2011 Chopin Piano Festival in Bach via Busoni, Busoni's arrangement of the great D minor Chaconne, music by Paderewski and Albanith, and a selection of pieces by two Chopin admirers, Rachmaninoff and Liszt. But Kunz opens his recital with four of the 550-odd sonatas Domenico Scarlatti wrote in the mid-18th century for the Infanta Maria Barbara of Spain. This first of the sonatas is number 213 in D minor.